This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1647, How to Give Someone Permission to Interrupt You in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Interruptions happen all of the time in American English in groups of two or more. Sometimes you don't mind being interrupted. What can you say to make sure the person knows you don't mind? Find out today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, Michelle, what is shaking in your world?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. Did you want to share a story?
Oh my gosh, I just had a cool experience, and I want to know if you've had this experience too.
Okay.
So I join a leadership group of other entrepreneurs, and we get together every 2 weeks to share our wins and coach each other, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I realized last week that one of the guys in there, he is an online entrepreneur. He has the same birthday as me. I realized that he has the birthday of August 3rd.
Oh.
But today I realized that he literally has the same birthday. Like he turned, I'm not going to say my age. He turned the same age this year. So we share not only the same date, but the same year. So we are literally the same age.
Awesome.
Have you ever met someone that is totally the same age as you, Michelle?
Same age, same year. I don't know. I'm sure that I have, but because I remember, but I can't remember who it was. But I do have share a birthday with some people, but maybe not, but not the same year. So that's
but not the
cool.
same year. So yeah, I find out all the time other people have the birthday August 3rd, but it's very rare. Maybe once or twice in my life will I meet someone that has the same birthday and year. That's super
that
rare.
That is so cool. Yeah, actually one of my mom's best friends has the same birthday and year
that's
as she does,
so
and they're
crazy.
Like best friends.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
anyways,
so
know,
that's kind of cool.
It's these little connections we make that just make the world feel a little bit warmer. Now I feel close to that guy. I was just like, oh, this is cool. Like we've lived exactly the same number of days on Earth. That is really cool.
That is cool. That is really cool when you think about it.
Yeah, and then asking the questions, following up. Like last time we had the meeting, he said he was having a birthday celebration. Like, when's your birthday? Right? And August 3rd. So asking, the advice to our listeners here is follow up with people. When you think you might have a connection with someone, ask that question to solidify it. Right?
That's good. That's good. Very cool, Lindsay. Thank you for sharing that story.
Sure.
Guys, we want to remind you that we have our web class.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. It's
going to be a big web class, right, Lindsay? You got to register for this web class.
It's going to be huge. Everyone's going to be back from vacation. We are ready to buckle down, guys. Hang out with Michelle and Lindsay live. You're going to learn in this web class 3 reasons you can't understand native conversations and, of course, how to overcome these problems, right? Strategies. Right, Michelle, when is this happening? Well, it already happened, the first one, but we have one
That's
more.
Right.
If you're listening to this in the, you know, early enough, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Right. So when is the last one?
Well, the last one, guys, this is in New York time, but it is Tuesday, September 21st. That is today at 7:30 p.m. New York time, guys. But go to our link. Go to allearsenglish.com/understand to get the time in your local time. It's probably not too late to sign up.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, fantastic. So, guys, allearsenglish.com/understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's get into the topic for today. So this is an interesting one. I mean, Lindsay, do you get frustrated if you've been interrupted?
Yeah, sometimes I do. It just depends. Well, this really depends on my relationship with that person in general. If I'm already annoyed with them, I get really frustrated. If I don't mind them, I'm okay being interrupted.
Right. That's a good point. I mean, we've talked about being interrupted and interrupting. Like, for example, guys, you can listen to episode 994, which was Need to Interrupt in English, Don't Break the Connection. Mm. But today we're kind of taking it from a different angle. Today we're talking about when you have been interrupted and you're cool with it. Like, it doesn't matter to you. You're good.
Yeah.
Right? Because sometimes you really just don't care. And you're like, okay, well, like, this is the natural progression of the conversation. And yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, and it just really is so natural, especially in our culture in American English, to interrupt others. Maybe in other cultures it's less common, but we're a culture where we just all speak at the same time.
Yeah. So guys, we are going to be playing you a clip from our Conversations and Coffee program. Now, this was an episode we were doing buttered popcorn questions, asking very questions in a very fast way, just boom, boom, boom to everybody. Yeah. So we are going to be playing you a clip from Conversations and Coffee. But before we do that, I want to give you some questions to think about.
Okay.
So the first question is, who interrupts? Who's the person who interrupts?
Mm-hmm.
The second question, is there an indication of the person who interrupts, right? The interrupter, we'll say.
Yeah.
Their feeling of interrupting, right? Like, how does she, we know it's a she because it's only four of us and we're all women. Yeah. How does she feel about interrupting? Number three is, why is it unclear about who should talk? Mm-hmm. And number four, and who interrupts again and what is said about it?
Yeah, okay.
And number last one is, how does the person who was interrupted signal that it was okay to interrupt?
Okay, so again,
who interrupts? How do they feel about it? Why is it kind of unclear about who should talk?
Mm-hmm.
Who interrupts again? What is said? And how does the person who was interrupted signal that it's okay?
Okay, this is good. So you guys have your assignment. You know what to listen for. Now we're going to go ahead and play that clip from Conversations and Coffee. And we'll come back in just a minute when it's done. Okay, here we go.
Okay, no, I don't. I probably wash mine every other day or every 3 days. And mine does. So I would never wash it if I could get away with it. It starts getting like greasy.
I think we might have mentioned this on the IELTS podcast before, Aubrey. I feel like we've talked about this before. I think we also have similar answers to this. Like, I only think about washing my hair if I've like sweat, like if there's a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no,
for
we
me
talked about this the last
it.
Time because we were talking. Yes. Sorry to interrupt you. But yeah, that's when we talked about it because we were talking about showering.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Personal care, like the. Yeah, that's right.
I used to be in a place. Sorry, Jessica. I feel like I didn't let you finish.
Oh, no, that's it. I'm good. I don't have a lot of hair. My answer's not interesting. So you go ahead.
I used to just do every other day. And now I do like every third day because the hairdresser told me that's like the healthiest for my hair. So I was like, cool, like one less day.
Okay, Michelle, we are back. Good clip. And I love that program, Conversations and Coffee, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have so much fun on there.
We really do. Guys, it's a great way to get weekly quizzes on fast English conversations in groups. If you want to get into that program, you can go to allearsenglish.com/fast. Okay. So, Michelle, what are our answers here?
All right. So, Lindsay, who interrupted?
Well, it was the interrupter was you. Right?
I was me. I'm guilty. Yeah.
Okay.
And how did I feel about interrupting? So like, what was my reaction?
You were pretty apologetic. Apologetic, yeah. Guys. That's a good bonus word for today. You said, sorry to interrupt you.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah. Okay, so then it was kind of unclear about who should talk. And so why was it unclear? It's because we had talked about this topic previously. And I said we talked about it last time. And so it seemed like maybe Jessica's end was finished. Like maybe we realized, oh, we talked about this already. So, but it was still kind of unclear if she was adding anything.
Yeah.
Some ambiguity over there.
And this happens all the time. It happened to me today on a Zoom meeting. I was in a breakout room with other entrepreneurs, and it's just so hard, guys, sometimes, especially online, to know if that person is finished speaking, right? So these tools you're going to use a lot in English.
Exactly. So, and then... This is a kind of a giveaway, but I guess the question was, who interrupts again? Well, it was
Michelle,
me.
You again? Oh my gosh.
It was me again. We were kind of trying to get through this area. We talked about this and we're continuing and, you know, and then I said, sorry, Jessica, I feel like I didn't let you finish because I started getting this feeling like I felt guilty. Like I can tell maybe I didn't want to cut Jessica off again.
Yeah, I would be really interested because, you know, I always like to look at gender and language. I would be really interested to see if this kind of speech is used more by women than men. Apologizing for interrupting, letting other people in, saying it's OK. I would venture a guess that it's much more common in female language. That's just my guess. Not everyone, not all women. But I feel like that's probably a pattern we might find if we were sociologists, sociolinguists and analyzing this. It's interesting.
Right. Very interesting, Lindsay. So how did Jessica, now this is the big question. How did she signal that it was okay? What did she say, Lindsay?
She said, oh no, that's it. I'm good. I don't have a lot of hair. My answer's not interesting. So you go ahead.
Right. We were talking about washing your hair and things like that.
Yeah. That'd be so random.
So she made a joke. She made a joke kind of to show that it was okay. And she was very lighthearted about it. Right. She made me feel comfortable and she didn't make me feel bad about interrupting. So it was just kind of fun, funny. And we just kind of zipped past it.
Yeah, that's, of course, guys, an added bonus. If you can make an extra joke, a self-deprecating joke of why you shouldn't be talking and the other person should, that's a bonus. We could do another episode someday on that. Ooh, high level.
Very high level. Yeah. So, yeah, example, you know, like I said, to be self-deprecating, you know, like, oh, it's okay. My answer is definitely not as interesting or what's something else you might say if you feel like it's okay the person interrupted?
Let me see, Michelle, where am I seeing this here?
Down here.
Right here. Yeah. I actually don't know where I was going with this. So I want to hear what you have to say, what you have to say. Right.
Yeah.
So you can just be honest. And honestly, sometimes people are relieved when they get interrupted because they're fumbling. They're fumbling and they don't know what they're going to say next. They don't really feel qualified to speak about something. So you may be helping them when you interrupt them.
Right. That's right. Exactly. So, guys, we could talk about other techniques in a follow up. But guys, the takeaway for today is, you know, we've talked about interrupting before, but it's a connection skill to also make the person who interrupted you not feel too guilty. It's really a connection skill.
Yes.
You want to think about that. Can you add that, right? When you're interrupted, can you kind of, you know, be the one to be like, oh, no, like, I was done. You know, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're really giving people permission to interrupt us here. And this is such a high level connection skill, Michelle, completely. But you guys need this. If you're working in English, if you're using English at work, traveling, you want to be able to do this to build those relationships. That is huge. Huge.
Exactly, Lindsay. And guys, remember to join us for our web class.
Yes.
At allearsenglish.com/understand. It's at 7:30 p.m. New York time.
Can't wait to go live with you, Michelle. It's going to be great. And we look forward to seeing everyone there. Make sure you sign up and get there, guys. It's going to be awesome. Okay, Michelle, I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.